A Hana resort, your chill pill in COVID. In June this year, A Hana, the COVID wilderness, a responsible luxury resort bordering the Bijrani zone of COVID, invited me to experience their property. They also promised a COVID safari. While my first ever visit to COVID excited me, I kept my expectations of spotting the big cats in check. In the past, the richness of wildlife has spoiled me silly in Pilanesberg, Masai Mara, Gorongoro, Lake Manyara, Serengeti, et al. These parks are in the bushlands of Africa, and there is little forest cover for animals. You can spot many wildlife species in hordes wherever you look. But not so in the Indian tropical jungles like Pench, Satpura or Dudhwa, and especially in COVID. Those who know their jungle safaris has affirmed these cats, although abundant here, remain elusive and hidden. Their earnest appeal is, be patient and persist. Make repeat visits to reap the rewards. So, with minimal expectations, I agreed to the visit. A Hana resort, first glimpse. We entered the resort after a 7-hour drive from Gurugram. The massive entrance gate and a winding driveway spelt exclusivity. After check-in, as we were heading to our cottage, we passed through a set of metal gates. These gates could be closed, but there was a raised bridge that traversed over in case the gates were closed. The usher explained the pathway in between the gates was a shortcut for the villagers to commute between their village and the jungle. He explained these gates remained open during the day, but are closed only in the evening for guest safety. And the bridge allowed resort guests to move about between their cottage and the reception area. Responsibility was not just a buzzword for the resort management after all. A Hana resort, the facilities. Our cottage had an entrance lobby and 4 independent units comprising 2 large rooms with a common balcony on the first floor and a large room and a suite on the ground floor. All the rooms had ultralux interiors. From the living room of the suite, I moved over to the bedroom. A massive French window faced the bed and the sit-out outside was less than 10 feet from the boundary wall of the resort. The usher mentioned COVID's Bijrani zone was just across the wall. After settling down, as we headed out to the Dikala restaurant, we spotted some elegant thatched roof gazebos along the path. Even in the peak summer afternoon, this outdoor seating was at least 5 degrees cooler thanks to the gentle breeze and shade. We passed the spa and entered the restaurant to discover a buffet fit for kings laid out for the guests. Through the restaurant's French window, the cerulean swimming pool looked inviting. So after lunch, we had dessert by the poolside. This poolside deck also stacks up for high tea every evening with cookies, light snacks, and some hot and cold beverages for the resident guests. The tables here had board game tops ranging from chess to Ludo. Quite an interesting way to spend time with family, I thought. Resort activities. Over the next couple of days, we discovered the spa in the resort was comparable to the best anywhere. In their indoor games room, we also played a frame or two of the 8-ball pool and spent a relaxed morning walking around the resort with their in-house naturalist. He shared some incredible facts about the flora and fauna on the property. There's a wide variety of plants and trees in the 13.5-acre Ahana precincts. These range from bamboo species like elephant bamboo, tiger bamboo, pencil bamboo, and Buddha belly bamboo, to trees like Kadam and Maleleuca. In ancient times, they used Maleleuca's bark as parchment. The flowers range from Canna to Madhumalti to the firecracker tree. Another interesting plant was the Malu bale. Its leaves are used to make pattals and donas. He also shared that the resort provided habitation to 100 different species of birds. The ones we saw during our walk were the crimson sunbird, oriental magpie robin, prinia, round-headed barbet, red-vented bulbul, red-whiskered bulbul, purple sunbird, and many more. Activities beyond the resort. One evening, the resort management organized a picnic for us. We drove over 50 kilometers to the Kosi River bed in a valley and enjoyed our high tea there. Another evening, we went over to the Jhirna zone of Corbett for our much-awaited safari. We did not have beginner's luck and hence did not spot a tiger. We saw some jackals, elephants, a monitor lizard, and a variety of antelopes. After all, the experts were right. At Corbett, one needs to persist to spot the big cats, and repeat visits are in order here. All the same, safaris in Corbett can be tiring because of the bumpy rides in the dust and heat of the jungle. As tiger spotting requires many rides over repeat visits, I realize the best way to relax and rejuvenate in between the rides is to stay and chill in this wilderness oasis called Ahana. Its environs have a calming effect on your tired mind, and enough activities like spa treatments, etc., to ease your body.